Welcome to the Business Shop Podcast, where our guests speak on meeting the challenges of entrepreneurship, as well as offer tips and advice on business, marketing, technology, and more. Whether you are a newbie or a seasoned professional, this episode is for you. I am your host, Audrey Wiggins.
Let's chop it up.
Welcome, Chop Squad, to another episode of The Business Chop. I'm excited about our guest today, Mike Abuzi. He is a best-selling author, publisher, and coach, and he does this through Amazon. So I know we're all lining up. I'm pushing to the front of the line. I know you've got some books out there to be published, and he wants to help us get there. All right. So Mike, he does this for business owners and sharp, aggressive entrepreneurs looking to get to the next level with their business. We're going to learn more about this on the other side of this message. We'll be right back.
Knock out your competition with All Together Marketing. We elevate your brand. Take a stance with your business name, logo, the tagline, your colors, even the fonts for your business. And then jab left with your website. Jab right with core values. Back up with product experience and bring it on with you. Visit alltogether.biz and let us help you create a knockout brand.
Throughout Mike's 27 years in marketing and 24 years as a consultant, he's been diligent and innovative in the use of high-impact marketing, which has consistently surpassed the expectations and outcomes of traditional corporate marketing concepts and business strategies for his clients. Now, Mike, welcome to the Business Chop.
Audrey, thank you very much.
Yes, you are welcome. I'm excited to have you here so we can learn from your expertise. And so if you just want to give us a little brief overview, and then we'll get into some questions.
All right. Well, I heard you mention, as we were talking before we hit record, about engineering. I actually have an engineering degree. and I did engineering for a number of years, and then I moved to an engineering software company. This is back in the late 80s and 90s, so a little while ago. But I had the entrepreneurial bug in me at all times. Before I left a great job. It was a small software company that got very large. Matter of fact, they just went public a couple of years ago.
Awesome.
But traveled the world, met the woman who became my wife. And even at the height of all that, and that was during the .com bubble days, mm-hmm. I always had an entrepreneurial streak. So in 1998, I left this great job to start my own consulting company, marketing consulting company. I had moved from a technical role into a marketing role in that company and really loved marketing. So started that in 98 and have never looked back since. I can't believe it's been so many years. But today we help business owners, entrepreneurs, and corporate leaders publish short books, short helpful books. So we can talk about that. But yeah, I've worked with literally thousands of business owners over the years, Audrey, and have done a lot with them. And I love just helping people share their message, share their wisdom with a book.
And why is it important for us to do that as entrepreneurs?
With a book specifically?
Yes, absolutely, to be published.
Yeah, because, even today, Audrey, being seen as a book author, even though it's easier than it's ever been, technology-wise, et cetera, mm-hmm. platform-wise, authors and book authors and published book authors are definitely seen in a different light. So if you had two exactly the same business owners, for example, let's look at a local example, two dentists. They do the exact same thing. One's, your typical dentist doing your typical dental marketing. Yeah. Your other has written a short book about a specific dental procedure that she specializes in and uses that as part of her marketing. Chances are when people are investigating the two, all things being the same, that the book author dentist is going to get more response because people, consumers, look up to book authors. So that's really the big reason. And then books are still a very powerful way to share your message. I mean, you and I grew up in an era where, I don't know, I'm sure you read a lot of books. I read a lot of books. I still read a lot of books. I read a lot digitally now. But regardless, books are still seen as a powerful strategy. That book marketing strategy of a business owner using books has been around for over 100 years. So it's not going away anytime soon, Audrey.
Okay. So we better get writing then. So can a 100-page book really be that effective?
Yeah. So we specialize in short, helpful books. We call them shooks. So a shook is a short, helpful book.
That's cool.
It's our little trademark. And the answer is yes, Audrey, without a doubt. Now, these are not encyclopedias. These aren't academic books. These are books that are meant to be a conversation starter. They take the typical reader about an hour to two to read. So it's very doable. I could jump on a plane in Philly. By the time I land in Cleveland, there's a good chance I've read that book cover to cover, which is important, right? It allows me, the author, to get my message across. Right. But it also gives the reader, the positivity of, hey, I got this. I started the book. I read the book. And if he or she is interested in what the book has to offer, our shooks offer ways, pathways for the readers to connect with the author.
How is a book different from other, say, you know, how to write a book, books out there?
Yeah. So the 100-page book. So the 100-page book, again, what I'm trying to encourage folks, you know, who maybe have never written that first book, or maybe, you know, maybe they've written it, but it hasn't ever published, or, you know, they know they want to write a book, to really consider the speed and simplicity of writing a short book. Okay. So that's the first thing. I'm not focused on, hey, write the next 300-page book that no one's ever going to really read. That's one key difference. The other key difference, Audrey, is my background is in marketing, direct response marketing, which is a type of marketing that is really meant to elicit a response. So we have created, I take that engineering brain of mine, and I've created this very architecture for the book, for our shooks. So okay. From the very first page to the very last page of a shook, it's very strategic. What goes where, what is said where, and it's, you know, the 100-page book that you mentioned, The Magic of Short Books, which is another book I've written. They describe this formula, this recipe, if you will.
Okay. So you actually have books for us that can help us to get our own shooks out there, as well as working with you directly. Because I'm sure people who are listening to this, I'm sure that people, we're probably all sitting on more than one book, you know, unwritten, of course, but, or maybe not unwritten, because I told you mine is written, but not anywhere. It's in the computer.
Yeah. And I do. As a matter of fact, at the end, I have three of my shooks to share with your audience for free. They can read The Magic of Short Books, which is one of the number one bestsellers. And this is the exact, it tells you, I've had people read this book and go publish their own shooks. And then they sent it to me, like thanking me. And it's very cool. The Magic of Working Together and The Magic of Gratitude. So I'm going to give that out at the end. But I also wanted to touch on something you said, Audrey. I encourage folks, rather than to write that traditional 200-300-page business book, nonfiction book, to consider writing the, you know, 200 or 300 100-page books. That way you can slice and dice it. It makes it more focused for the readers. It makes it more easy for you. And now you're not the author of just one book. You're the author of three books. So, yeah. You know, this idea of writing short, helpful content is very powerful.
How do we get started, or how do we choose what topics to go into those, to the shooks?
It's typically, you know, whatever you're doing on a day-to-day basis, however you serve your customers, clients, patients, students, whatever, you know, you do. Now, when I work with our clients, I try to really uncover what makes them special, what makes them unique, even if they're doing the same exact thing, even if it's a dentist doing the same thing as every other dentist. There's ways to extract their message and make it sound unique and different and new, et cetera. So really, it's however you're serving people today, that could make a very good topic for your book. Because again, the book is a conversation starter. Don't worry about making money selling the book. That's not the strategy you want to employ here.
Okay, right. Okay.
Right. It's, yeah, if you make $1 a book, that's, you know, you're not going to retire on that. You have to sell a lot of copies, which is very difficult for a nonfiction book author.
Okay.
The idea is to tie your products and services to your book so that it's at the back end. Someone reads your book, they're excited by what you're saying, what you're sharing, and now they say, hey, I need to have more from Audrey. Well, how can I work with Audrey?
Okay.
You tie your products and services to that.
Okay. So when you say tie, that means there's a section at the end of the book, literally. Okay.
Literally, yes.
How to get in touch with us.
Yeah. We call it the path forward. And then we have a chapter. This is that part of that formula. Who relies on us? a chapter about your what we call your special sauce, and then literally a chapter called The Next Step, where you very specifically say, hey, go here, book a phone call with me, go get this product, whatever it is.
Okay. So how soon could we get this book done if we started today?
From scratch, or for like in your case where the manuscript's written?
No, say from scratch. Let's go from scratch.
Yeah, it's a good question. I would say on average, Audrey, our clients, and again, they're business owners, entrepreneurs, corporate leaders. So they're busy, right? We're all busy. On average, it's about an 8 to 12 week process.
Okay, that's not bad.
Now, I mean, it's a real book, right? Good. There's people that say, hey, write a book in a weekend. Okay, maybe. Mm-hmm. But and it doesn't take years. So it's mm-hmm. about, you know, we've had the world record is a woman here in Pennsylvania, a lawyer. Matter of fact, I have one of her shooks here.
Okay.
She did a shook from idea to published printed book because she was doing a keynote speech and she wanted to have a book to give away at the event. 23 days.
Wow.
23 days from her idea to having books in hand. Now, she had a team of people really helping her get everything mm-hmm. together, but it's very doable these days.
Okay. Yeah. Because that's exciting because we're coming up on first quarter will be here before you know it, 24. And I think this would be a great way to, you know, add that into those, you know, to our strategy,
absolutely,
our marketing and, you know, and our profits, you know, strategies for the first part of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So you have any anecdotes, you have any stories of authors? I know you talked just mentioned the lawyer, but any other stories where maybe you had to like drag them like a ball and chain is hanging on your leg?
You don't want to hear those stories.
Or some of the other success stories, you know, and even yourself, even how do you even, well, you already told us how you got into it. I was about to say that, but ask you that again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of stories?
We've worked with, I think it's almost now 250 authors. Now, okay. I would say 2/3 of those authors, you know, business owners are local business owners, the local chiropractor, insurance agent, Medicare.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So I have a very Main Street focus. About 1/3 are people like you and me, Audrey, that have more of a global reach. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would say I will share one quick story. Actually, it's one state. I think it's one state over from you in Michigan.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Isn't that one state over? Ironically, you think I'm making this up, a dentist. And he was a client of mine for years. I did a lot of work with him. Unfortunately, he's passed away. He passed away unexpectedly, pre-COVID. So it wasn't COVID. It was just unexpected death. But long story short, he did a shook. Now, his specialty, and this is really key to hear this out, his specialty was mercury-free dentistry. So a lot of dentists use mercury in the amalgams, the silver amalgams in your mouth. That's dangerous. And the mercury is dangerous and it's been proven. And so he was a specialist where he was the kind of dentist that didn't use mercury. He would take the mercury out of your mouth. So you would think that a patient that's interested in that is a very health-oriented patient. He wrote a shook. It's called Are Your Teeth Toxic? And it was a short book about the dangers of mercury and why you want to have the mercury removed from your teeth. But here's what's really cool, Audrey. Again, knowing that his targeted reader was interested in health. By the way, he lived in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Okay. So he went into the Grand Rapids and he'd been there for years. So he found local businesses that his ideal reader would be in: yoga studios, health food stores, chiropractors' offices, and asked them, so in some cases he had relationships, but asked them if he could display his book, a little stack of his books with a free offer. Just take a book if you're interested, right?
Okay.
In the first 30 days of doing that, Audrey, he got 3 new patients, and those patients were worth thousands of dollars to him. Now, this wasn't Google ads. This wasn't mm-hmm. Amazon advertising. This wasn't Facebook ads. This was old school, putting a stack of books in a chiropractor's office.
It's actually real life product placement. And then going back to something you said earlier about, you know, not getting rich on the books, because that's not the purpose. You know, it is to be an author, but not, you know, we aren't trying to be an author and that's going to be our career. And that's exactly what this example is perfect. Yeah. That was just the book was his marketing piece, like a brochure.
Absolutely.
It just happens to be in a book form.
Yeah, it's a brochure on steroids.
Yeah, right. Yes, definitely. You know,
real quick, I always say, nobody asks you to autograph a brochure. I've never heard that. They'll ask you to autograph your book, though.
Right. Absolutely. Oh my goodness. That's a fantastic story. You have any other ones you want to share, but a little different?
Looking over here. You know, I would say we had a gentleman who, so oftentimes we'll work with first time authors. They've never written a book. Interestingly enough, we've worked with a lot of people who've already published a book. Matter of fact, we're working with a guy right now who is, you know, published a book with a publisher and now is working with us because he wants a different type of book. But regardless, there was a gentleman. So you'll appreciate this, Audrey. He's not at 29 years, but it took him 7 years to write his first book.
Wow.
7 years. And he caught wind of us and, you know, my books, probably read the Magic of Short books or the 100-page book. And he was very intrigued by the concept. But he's like, we got on a Zoom and he's like, Mike, there's, you know, it took me 7 years. I don't know if I could do that again. I assured him, I said, there's, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. Well, his next book, which was I Shook, took him, I think, about 3 months. And he was astounded. And it was very cool. He gave us a testimonial about how powerful the process was. And the fact that because it's so focused, because it wasn't meant to be this big book with every topic covered, it was meant to be a conversation starter. It allowed him to get it done. And now he's using it for keynoting. I just saw he's keynoting and using the book as a giveaway, et cetera. So I think the key takeaway from that story is it doesn't have to be this long, laborious process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like it's like creating anything. It's like done is better than perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is there any other advice though that you would have for us for getting started?
The first thing is, you know, do you have that innate want to be an author, or you see the power of being an author? So that's the first thing. Like a lot of folks have that in them. Mm-hmm. So if it is, you need to explore it. You know, don't let that be a woulda, coulda, shoulda. But then it comes down to whether it's working with us. I mean, read the Magic of Short books. I'm going to give your listeners.
You have your book there.
It's the Magic of Short books. And again, I'm going to give your readers. This is on Amazon. You can go buy it.
Okay.
We just hit 200. I think there's actually right now, I think it's 200 reviews. Which is not, you know, that's not huge, but for a self-published kind of book, it's
definitely
something. But I'm going to let your readers read the entire book for free.
Awesome. Thank you. Version.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's, I would say just think about how you serve your clients or customers and think about what could you create a book about. Do you, you know, to be used for lead generation or as a podcast guest, whatever it is, what book will serve your readers first, serve the reader first. Mm-hmm. And if you create a good little book, it's going to serve your business second.
That's great advice. And how can we get in touch with you, Mike?
Well,
and get that free book there.
Yeah. So now this is a little special offer. It's not this is not a public thing, but if you go to my site, which is mikecapuzzi.com, and I know you'll have the link there, Mike Capuzzi, but it's mikecapuzzi.com/magic. It's a hidden page. And I'll give you this little magic kit, the magic of gratitude, the magic of working together, and the magic of short books. You just, you know, put in your name and email. Let me know you heard me on Audrey's show. And I'll send you an email with 3 links to read the entire books online.
Wow, that's fantastic. So before we close out, is there any final advice that you'd like to give to us?
Yeah, two if I could. The first is a cliche. Just do it. Like if you want to do a book, just do it. Like it's not like the old days where it was very challenging. You had to work with a publisher, et cetera, et cetera. You know, with Amazon and on-demand publishing, it's very simple. So just do it, right? The second one is a quote I love, Audrey. And I don't know if I don't know if you're a Grateful Dead fan, but it's from Jerry Garcia, of all people.
Uh-huh. So
Jerry Garcia, this is a really key sort of thing we can end on. Jerry Garcia said, "It's not enough to be the best at what you do. You must be perceived as the only one who does what you do." And if you listen to that and listen to it a couple of times, it really is a very powerful statement. We all have competitors. We all have other people that do what we want. We all have people that are trying to decide whether or not they want to work with us. And the more you can differentiate yourself and set yourself apart and really rise above the competition, like by being a book author, the better chance people are going to choose you.
Enough said. Chop Squad, You have your writing orders. I usually say marching orders, but this time it's the writing orders. Yes. Thank you, Mike, so much.
Audrey, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to The Business Chop. We hope that you were able to glean valuable information from our guest and that you will download and share this podcast. Your rating and review is much appreciated. To go deeper with our guests, please visit their website and social channels. To learn more about us, please visit businesschop.info or altogether.biz, where we will help you expand your brand.